And now, live from the Eagle Newsroom in Bryan, it's Aggie Nation, covering Aggie football since the first game in 1894 and every game since. Talking all things A&M and all the pro and high school sports you want to hear. Aggie Nation on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome to Aggie Nation. It's Aubrey Bloom and Robert Primo. And we're off the rails before we've even started the day, Primo. They're trying to get us to give away a chicken on the show today. Well, a rooster, I think, technically. Is a rooster a chicken? Is it like a all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares thing?
Am I in a Seinfeld bit?
No, but it is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not. There's like bulls and heifers. They're not.
Right.
But I think it falls under the tree of chicken.
You're not.
It's not a hen.
It's not a cow bull thing.
Yeah. Right. There's been some talk.
People won't.
Apparently, there's some rooster that's on its way to the Eagle, I assume, from Houston, and for some reason, and it maybe doesn't have an owner. I don't know. Kelly wants us to see if anybody wants it.
Is it hitchhiking? Is it taking
it's,
a...
I am imagining it like that commercial with, you know, the I ride the highway. You know commercial I'm talking about with the chickens? It's a Geico. If you're a free-range chicken, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it has that song in the background.
So. You're going my way.
That's the song that they on the commercial. You know what I'm talking
about. It's not helping.
But anyway, we might give away a chicken, is what I'm saying. We don't know where the Friday show is going to take us. But we can tell you that we're brought to you by MSC Opus. So check that out. MSCOpus.org. All the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at MSCOpus.org. Check it out for all the information there. You can call us 693-1150. You can text us 229-1939. And we're kind of doing the same thing we did yesterday. We don't have a real big plan here today. I was editing some more video this morning. By the way, that video's up. Magination.com. You can check out. I did some fun questions with the basketball team before they left for Europe. You know, what are you looking forward to? What do you know about Europe? They're going to Greece and Italy, so I did the 300 versus Gladiator. Which one do you like more? And hard-hitting questions. So you can check that out at Magination.com. Some fun stuff there. But you know, whatever y'all want to talk about, 229-1939. I've been out of practice all week. You can ask us about that. We will talk about, I don't know, whatever we want to talk about. Preseason football last night, maybe. Your Cowboys got on the field with shiny new numbers. What was up with that, by the way?
Who?
They had, like, weird numbers. Like, the jerseys look different.
No, your eyes are...
Maybe it was the TV. Because this was like a local Fox. It wasn't like Fox Sports.
You were definitely looking... You were watching an NFL game through not NFL cameras.
Yeah, maybe that was the problem.
Sure.
The numbers look pretty shiny, though, is all I'm saying. So,
well, they're new, I guess.
So maybe the preseason numbers?
But no, there was no... There's no new uniform.
There's no tweaks?
No.
You're sure of that?
Unlike one of the greatest NFL uniforms of all time being completely ruined. Do you see the Browns and that mess they're wearing?
Well... Here's the thing.
I blame you, you know.
Me?
Yeah.
What did I have to do with
it? You kids in your new uniform.
No, I didn't do anything. The Browns uniform, here's the thing where I disagree with you. It was bad to begin with.
No, see, it was awesome.
It just looks not any better now. I mean, I don't know.
No, it looks worse. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's not better. I don't even think it's worse. This is already bad. So I didn't know if it could
But no, the Cowboys played. Jameel Showers played. Did you see that?
He got a tackle on special teams.
Well, he played football on offense, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
He played quarterback. Yeah,
he was playing special teams like the whole way.
He playing special teams, right.
Yeah. He got a tackle on a punt. He was on the kickoff team, apparently.
I don't think there's room on the Cowboys roster for a fourth quarterback / special teams guy, but it is interesting.
Well, and they seem pretty committed to holding on to Dustin Vaughn.
Well, and Vaughn played so much better yesterday than what he had been doing in practice, reportedly. Like, there had been some chirping about, man, this guy can't even practice.
Well, supposedly, like, took a month off. Did you hear
I don't
about
know.
That?
No, I didn't.
He, like, took a sabbatical from football for like a month. Because apparently last year during camp, his arm started hurting or something.
Well, you hear about that a lot.
So
that
this year, he was like a month going into camp, he didn't do anything. He like that just didn't play any football.
That could explain it. I mean, I mean, who knows what all goes into why a young guy, you know, regresses and has peaks and valleys as they're trying to, you know, make a team or stay with a team. But the Cowboys played, but it's funny. Classic preseason disappointment. I mean, Romo, I don't know if Dez wore a uniform, and Romo, of course, didn't even play. I was shocked that, you know, well, I don't know if I was shocked, but Phillip Rivers actually threw a couple passes. I was almost surprised
he got out there. Who was it I saw? Aaron Rodgers, who was in the game like forever yesterday.
Yeah, they're dealing with the thing where they have had some poor starts to the regular seasons, and I think part of what is driving that, which is kind of funny when you look back on it, that the Packers of all teams are one of the, you know how it goes too. If you go 0-2 or 1-2 or something like that, you have to deal with all those statistics telling you how you're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
it hasn't seemed to hurt the Packers, but the Packers are in a red alert mode where they don't want to start the season poorly. So I think that's what that has to do with.
The Browns played last night. Everyone saw the clip of Johnny Manziel running for 12 yards. Overall, he was apparently not awful, which is a big step up.
I haven't looked at the stats.
He had a pass rating of like 71. All right. Apparently, he was okay. Yeah, I mean, he led a touchdown drive. And here's the thing I'm on my soapbox about. If I don't even know what a soapbox is, by the way. It's just like a thing that you stand on proverbially. So this is my proverbial soapbox. I have like 9 million channels on DirecTV, and I can watch live soccer from the English Premier League, the Bundesliga is on Fox, the Spanish like Super Cup has been on Fox Sports this week.
Bundesliga is Germany?
Yeah, just the German league. We get games from La Liga all the time.
Right.
Serie A games are on TV all the time.
And you're not paying for these extra.
I don't know. My girlfriend takes care of the cable.
Okay, so, but it's coming through your DirecTV.
Assuming because she doesn't, no, I'm assuming we don't pay extra for all that stuff.
Right. It's a lot of soccer.
I can get every soccer match in the world between my TV and the digital things that come with it.
Right.
You know, Fox Sports Go and NBC Sports. I couldn't watch the stupid Browns play last night. It's a Browns Washington preseason game, and I couldn't watch it. This annoys me. What's the deal there?
I don't. I mean, I have a related but unrelated, an apple to your orange or an orange to your apple. I don't know.
A chicken to your cow.
I'm having all sorts of problems. I don't have DirecTV. I have just Suddenlink cable, and I'm having all kinds of problems with my DirecTV to the point that I probably need to take care of it the second I get off the radio, or I'm not going to be able to watch the PGA Championship because I'm not even getting just normal, standard, basic cable channels coming through my box. I think my box is on the fritz. But the NFL.com has they used to offer a TV versus radio package, and now I think they have bundled it. So you can't save money and just, like I used to just get the radio package.
Well, yeah, someone was saying I could pay for the I'm not paying for a preseason game. That's just a fact. That's not going to happen.
Well, you couldn't. I guess what I'm saying is you couldn't have paid if you had just wanted to listen on radio. You couldn't have saved money. You would have had to bought the whole deal through the NFL.com.
Why?
Well, for one, these games weren't televised. I mean,
the Browns game was. It was blacked out. It was on a channel.
It
was blacked out.
Well, what I'm saying is, I don't think when the Cowboys have played preseason games in the past, we've always gotten them on kind of a local network.
Yeah, you get
deal.
Them locally.
And I don't think people in Wyoming were getting them. I think it was just a local deal.
Well, that's ridiculous then. I should be able to watch whatever I want to watch in the preseason. Regular season, what I sort of get it. It's an NBC, it's a CBS, Fox thing. Fine, whatever. I'm stuck watching the Texans till you know, the world ends. But that's fine. I can at least understand that one. But it's preseason. If I want to watch Johnny Manziel lead a meaningless second quarter drive, I should be able to do it. And I couldn't do it last night. I was unbelievably upset. I'm still upset.
I'm not sure what world you think you live in. You've never been able to watch that game.
I know, but I want... Why? It's the preseason.
Because that game's never been on.
Yeah, but like 8 years ago, we didn't have that technology. I should be able to pull up the preseason.
We are in a world now where we do think everything should be on.
Yes. If it's on anywhere,
that is definitely
it should
true.
Be on everywhere. That's my blanket statement.
Well, I'm sorry you missed Shock in the World.
Well... And now I don't know how he did. I assume he did okay. He saw the one play on Twitter that was nice, I guess. Anyway, so that's been going on. What do you got going on? You haven't been on the show in like a month. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
I have been on in a month. It was during media day.
Oh, yeah, when I was gone. But that was a month ago.
But it was only about once in the past month.
Yeah, that was a month ago. Media days was like the 13th through the whatever, and it's the 14th now. So what have you been doing? Just meandering?
Various different things. Probably vacation more than anything has knocked me out of being on here.
Do you do like a real vacation or do you like a Kroom? Kroom does the polar extremes of vacation.
I definitely do not do...
He either goes like golfing in the highlands of Colorado or he like stays here and works.
Unfortunately, I don't do either the cool or the ridiculously lame versions.
You went to Lake Bryan and camped?
No. That would be better than what Rich does, though, when on his lame version.
Yeah, the other day he was on vacation and he was at basketball practice.
I damn sure don't go to work when I'm on vacation. I mean,
No. Some
would say I don't go to work when I'm not on vacation, but I certainly don't go to work when I'm on
right.
vacation.
No, you don't do that. You
Unfortunately, I hadn't,
don't do that.
My vacation highlights are pretty spare. Although last week wasn't too bad. I finally made it to Jester King.
Jester? How was that?
Craft beer geek mecca in Texas. It's awesome. It's unfortunately, it's like 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's a little bit longer away than I'd like it to be.
Ooh, yeah.
But at the same time, to be able to go to a place like that on a day trip was really cool. I'm glad I finally made it. It was pretty awesome.
Cool. I've just been here going to football practice.
I swear the heat has hurt. This is going to happen to you as you get older, I think. You're going to become less and less interested in doing anything once it gets this hot.
Okay.
When I was your age, I was running around out in it, playing golf.
I'm not going to call out anyone in particular because I'm a nice guy like that. But
right.
Because we have to wear, I mean, not that we dress up, but we can't wear shorts to work. That's like the only rule we have, really, basically the only one.
We're very journalistically casual, but we do
that's
have
the only rule. Basically, no shorts. So
right.
I was wearing black slacks and a button-up shirt like I normally wear, and I was out at practice,
right?
And every single person was like, "You got a death wish, or is it gonna like why?" I'm like, "We're out here for 30 minutes, and everyone acts like if it'd be one thing if it was the Mike Sherman days, and we got to stay at practice for 2.5 hours,
right?
And write down everything that happened, and you know all that kind of stuff. We don't. We're out there for 30 minutes tops." And everyone was acting like I was crossing the Sahara because I was wearing pants out there
the
other day.
I'm with you on that. I've always thought...
Like, step it up, everybody. Do better.
You're already hot. It's not like you're over there kicking it in the 70s.
Well, and it's like we're going through drills with the team.
In your shorts and Panama hat, and I'm in black, and I'm dying at 150. It's really, it's pretty hot no matter what. You go
right.
out there naked, it's going to be pretty dang hot.
And when you cross the like 95-degree barrier,
yes.
there's no difference. It's just hot.
It's all the way. Really hot in whatever you're wearing. I'm completely with you.
Anyway, so I've all been called out. Don't worry about it next time. All right, let's go to break, I guess. When we come back, we got a text already. Hit us up, 229-1939. What do y'all want to talk about? What do y'all want us to hit on? We're going to talk a little bit about, this is more of just like an FYI for everybody. On the next couple days of Aggie football, Later on, Sports Illustrated put out their all overrated team, which I know you'll love, Primo. We're going to talk about that.
Sure.
You love overrated and underrated things.
Why not?
Later on, we'll talk a little bit about basketball scrimmage. I got to watch them the other day before they headed off to Europe, and we didn't have time to talk about it yesterday. So kind of share some thoughts on the new guys over there. And then, of course, at the end, we'll have space news and a new feature. Well, it's bringing back a feature. English Premier League games of the weekend. We will get you hyped up for those also. Then, of course, the guys will be in it for the high school report. So stay with us. Got lots to happen. 229-1939 if you want to send us in something that you want to talk about. And come back. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. Hey, what's going on down there anyway?
Excuse me?
I'm the traffic chopper guy, and I noticed a lot of people headed your way. What's the deal?
There's a huge deal, actually.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, you can get 0% APR financing on a bunch of Toyotas. The bold Camry, the versatile RAV4, oh, the fuel-sipping Prius.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Oh, it is. Our clearance event only happens once a year.
You know, I don't see a helipad on your roof.
Oh, that's because we don't have one.
Ah, that's okay. I'll find a spot. See you soon. Woo-hoo!
Toyota's annual clearance event is on now, but this event ends September 8th. Now, during Toyota's annual clearance event, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus $1,500 special edition cash on a 2015 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition for a total savings over $6,100. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Office available in select states and N9850. Toyota, let's go places.
Water. Every living thing needs it to survive. The Texas economy runs on water, too, to keep our cities working for our hospitals, schools, and businesses. In just one day, a hospital can use up to 350 gallons of water per patient. A single restaurant can use up to 5,800 gallons a day. Water. What would we do without it? The water we conserve today can serve us tomorrow. This important message brought to you by the Texas Water Foundation and the Texas Association of Broadcasters.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Garland Shelton Imports.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
If you watch TV, listen to the radio, go to the movies, or simply hear people talking, you hear about prescription drugs and their effects. Sometimes these are portrayed as safe or as something that is meant for a good time. Actually, nothing could be farther from the truth. Prescription drugs are prescribed by a doctor with one person in mind and one reason in mind. That reason is to treat someone for an illness or injury. If you abuse your or someone else's medicine, this could be a prescription for disaster. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
There is so much happening in Aggie football this fall, you need to be attending the best live show around to stay up to date and on top of all things Aggie football. It happens every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the Tap, and it's called the Belucci Hour. Get recruiting insight from Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of Texax Radio every week, twice a week this fall. Plus, enjoy the Tap's delicious $7.99 lunch specials with all the bells and whistles. Make the Belucci Hour lunch a part of your week every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1.
Hello.
For more information on the Zone 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150, visit zone1150.com now.
Drums, please.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out.
Welcome back.
It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance?
Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle. Taking your text 229-1939. If you have any Aggie football, basketball, whatever questions, hit us up. They don't have to be about Aggie stuff. They can be about, you know, just whatever. Chickens, apparently. It's big, the big talk today By the way, we did want to make a little bit of mention. Sam Petschek reported earlier, A&M is planning a big event for the grand reopening of Kyle Field, whatever they're calling this thing, of like the day of the first game. They're going to have a big...
Re-opening?
Yeah, yeah. This, the, they're calling it like the world's largest tailgate, which I don't know if they have the data to back that out of there. They don't care. But... there's going to be a musical guest, Pat Green and Reliant K, which might be the weirdest combination of
sounds
bands.
Sounds like...
yeah, yeah.
A bit of a twist.
Yeah, right. You know it's an odd pairing.
I mean, it sounds like. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe, they've
maybe they'll do
together.
A harmony or something.
Well, that would be... I might walk over there for that, but... Oh, there you go. You can check that out. Eagle.com. Some story out there. A couple of y'all's text. Someone said it's Jay Bradford not playing football for A&M at all. We have not heard any updates on that. I'm not even going to make a guess.
So not he isn't right now? Do we even know that?
No, he's out right now.
Okay, right.
He's the one that had an undisclosed medical issue.
Oh, okay, right.
And he's not... practicing or anything yet. He's not on the camp roster. The thing, though, right now is you can only have 105 guys on the camp roster, and then once school starts, you can have however many you want.
Right.
So if there's a medical issue where a guy's going to miss the fall practices, and if he's not on the original 100, he can't come in midway. So...
We mean he can't come in until school starts.
Until school starts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So even if for some reason
so
he was going to come back,
now.
Right, he won't. Yeah, he won't be joining. I assume I haven't counted the roster, but assuming that they have a full 105,
right. Right.
Then he won't be able to until school starts. Someone else, by the way, on that line, I do want to kind of share something real quick because I know a lot of y'all follow us on Twitter and you want the information as we get it. So kind of give y'all a heads up over the next couple days. Because A&M did their big media day yesterday, and we got to talk to all the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, head coach, all those guys. There was about five offensive players, five defensive players. Because of that, they're not doing any media availabilities today, tomorrow, and then the team is off on Sunday. So I know there's questions people have, and they want updates on who's practicing and who's not practicing and stuff that we see and don't see. A&M's policy is that you can't address injuries until Kevin Sumlin has a chance to address them. Basically, no matter what it is, if you see a guy practicing or not practicing, or if we were to see a guy get hurt while we were out there, they don't want us to. It's essentially embargoed until Sumlin and the coaches have a chance to address it. They won't be talking again until Monday night. So what I'm saying, well, I say that to say that even though we will be at practice today, there won't be any information of that kind until Monday, just so y'all know.
So you'll be at practice, but you won't actually be seeing anything.
Right.
That's sort of what you're saying.
Yes. We can't. I'm just telling people because I know that
no,
people
I
want to know.
Yeah. That, well.
So that's goes along with
I mean,
that.
I guess if they're, I'm trying to picture what could possibly happen on August 14th or 15th or whatever that would matter. But if it is a season-ending injury, that obviously does
well,
affect
yeah,
your,
and
your
that's,
season the, or can affect your
well,
season.
The thing is we only get to watch like 10 minutes of practice, and all
right.
We see are stretches and special team drills and a little bit of individual work sometimes.
Right.
So the only thing that you can really tell from that and that people care about is here's who's practicing, here's who's not practicing.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is we won't even be able to give you that for the next few days.
Right.
So just kind of a heads up because I know y'all are going to ask, so I figured we'd tell everybody. So there's that. The other text said, is there a disadvantage for a football team to work out in this heat? You know, this is an interesting question because normally you think if you get your team used to the heat, then, you know, you should be better prepared than anyone else. But I do think there's a little bit of a disadvantage just because you can't go as hard and as long as other teams can.
I grew up in the kind of the still the old school era, so I always believed the harder you worked in practice and the worse your training, you know, the harder your training camp was, the better your team would be. But I do think there is something to what you just said, and it's something that coaches have been addressing for years and years. I mean, part of the reason, why Landry used to take the Cowboys to California was because the weather was so much better. You can get a lot more work done. So I don't know. It's an interesting question that I wish we had a scientific answer to, because once and for all, we would know what really does it really pay off in the end to work out in that heat and get used to it. I think if you were playing a team from Greenland,
yeah,
and you were a little used to it and they
Alaska.
Weren't, I do think it would probably help. And the team that it isn't has never even played in it would just wilt. But
I think it probably evens out. I mean, the thing that, you know, keep in mind, if A&M's opening game was against Arizona State outside, then it might be a big advantage, actually, to play in the heat and the humidity, especially because that game was down in Houston, where the players from Arizona State are going to think they're drowning from being out there in the desert and having to go down to that humidity. But
right.
The game's inside. It won't make a difference. It's going to be at night in NRG Stadium, and their air conditioning works fine in there, supposedly. So that won't be a problem. And then the next good team they play is another inside game at Cowboy Stadium or AT&T Stadium. So
right.
it won't be much of a factor. But no, I don't think it's either a huge advantage or disadvantage to work you out in the heat as bad as it is. You get, I mean, not to say that you get used to it, but their practice starts at 6. By the time it ends, it's hot, but it's not like, you know, unbearably hot.
Well, it's still hot. I mean, the question I always have, though, is where is the line between you well, let me put it this way. What do you want on game day, a fresh team or a tired team? And that would be my fear of doing too much work in the heat, is I want the freshest, most rested, ready-to-go team I can have
yeah.
before kickoff. And if that means not doing as much work outside, then I would use the indoor facility for sure.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference one way or the other. I mean, there might be, a slight disadvantage only because it is so hot, especially this week,
right.
that, you know, you can't go as hard for as long as maybe other teams can. But I'm sure they'll make up for that other ways.
Well, how much are they doing inside versus outside?
They're all outside.
Oh, they're not doing
yeah,
inside.
It was lightning a little bit the other day, so they started inside.
Gotcha.
But Sumlin basically doesn't use the inside unless it's lightning or something.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're pretty much all outside all the time. In his words, they don't play inside, so why would they practice inside?
I mean, like I said, the old school part of me seems to think that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I don't I wish we had some sort of factual evidence. I mean, but it hasn't seemed to hurt. It didn't hurt them last year.
No,
whatever they did.
Yeah,
so.
They came out fine at the beginning. It's like I said, with the way their schedule works out, I don't think it really makes a difference either way. Either
right.
You do. They will need to have had, and I guess they're going to scrimmage maybe Saturday morning or Saturday midday or something. They do play Nevada like at 11 a.m. on the third week of the season. Was that September 19th? That could be a toasty one. So they'll want to have a little bit of experience out there in that. But otherwise, it won't make much of a difference. They're inside two of their first four games. And then by October, it's cool enough anyway that it shouldn't make much of a difference. So there you go. A few questions there. Keep them coming. 229-1939. We got to get to break. When we come back, SI did their... Well, it's one guy's, I guess. It's not the whole team. But they're all overrated team in the NFL. I thought we would break it down, Primo, because I know you think everything's overrated or underrated. So we'll do that. We'll get y'all's thoughts when we come back. Keep them coming. 229-1939. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Two arrests by Bryan police clear 6 of 80 cases where vehicle windows were shot out with a BB gun from mid-May through July. 22-year-old Brandon Gonzalez of Bryan and 23-year-old Jacinto Perez, who lives west of Bryan, are accused of causing an estimated $2,700 in damage. Officer Kelly McKeithen says investigators were assisted by witness identification of the suspect's vehicles.
We had some theft cases where BBs were being taken from Walmart, and that kind of led us to some visual identification of the two suspects.
Gonzalez denied any involvement, while Perez told investigators they were both involved. Asked for a reason, according to the arrest report, Perez said he was frustrated. The College Station City Council has decided not to hold a bond election this November. A majority agreed to borrow money without voter approval for some things and pay cash for others. City Manager Kelly Templin says they changed their recommendation because circumstances have changed over the last 8 months that have included partnerships and future projects.
So many things have happened since the CAC met last, including our cooperation and efforts with UP, the school district, TxDOT. We've had Prop 1 money that appears to be available, and we may have funds available to be able to build 2018 with state funds if we're able to design it.
The change in financing addresses all the items sought by a community advisory committee. Examples including designing a new police station and studying a proposed community center with the option of asking voters next year to build those facilities. And the committee's list of transportation and parks projects will be done over the next 5 years. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist.
Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check.
Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes.
Estimated savings of $100?
Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together.
Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
The Cherry Rufino team, whether you are a first-time home buyer or entering retirement, let us be part of your real estate dreams. Go to CherryRufino.com.
Spend your weekdays with Tex Ags Radio, Louie Bellina, Aggie Nation, and Chip Power. Spend your weekdays with The Zone, FM 102.7, and Sports Radio 1150.
Sunset lightning in my bones. It pushed me to the edge, but my will is stone. 'Cause I believe in a better way.
Welcome back. The song might fit in, I Believe in a Better Way. Kind of goes into maybe the teams shouldn't believe in these guys quite as much. Kind of goes to what we're talking about. SI's Doug Farrar did his All NFL, all overrated team by position, Primo. So I thought we would bring it up, say the position, who do we think is the most overrated, and then we'll have who he has. Now, it's kind of based into how much the teams have invested in those guys. So keep that in mind as we kind of go through this thing. That's sort of what he's basing it on. Are they worth what the team has invested in them right now? It's kind of what he's going for. So there we go. The first position, of course, the most important position on the field, Primo, quarterback. When I say most overrated quarterback in the NFL, who pops into mind?
Well, if you're you've tainted the test because you've made me think. You know who you made me think of is somebody like Ryan Tannehill, who maybe isn't overrated in terms of, I don't know that people are saying he's the next coming of, you know, Joe Montana, but they just gave him a huge contract, and so now I wonder how he would view it. I honestly think, personally, myself, and I'll get chastised for this, but I watched that NFC Championship and thought, Russell Wilson is a bum. He is terrible. Why?
Like, he might be mine too.
Like,
I don't get it.
Not that
I mean,
good.
He's good, but
And yet he did enough to obviously to get them to come back, or you know, to bring Seattle back. And by all accounts, most people would say Seattle probably should have won the Super Bowl. But there is something about that guy that when he is bad, he is like he's a bum. He's terrible.
He's probably mine too.
And I hate saying that because I know he's good, but man,
he's good, but you know, he's not that good.
He has bad stretches that I don't see other good quarterbacks have. And maybe I just saw the wrong, you know, 10 minutes of him playing or the wrong, you know, half. But
well, I think they've done a great job with him, and he fits the system well. But, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of him either. His one is actually interesting because I would probably have him on the all, you know, maybe perfectly rated team. Everyone seems like they're either overrated or underrated. This guy seems perfectly rated to me.
He may be.
But his guy, Andy Dalton.
Well, see, that's a loaded answer question thing where, or depending on how you ask the question, what kind of answer you give me. Like, I in no way think Ryan Tannehill's overrated because I don't think he's rated for the most part. I just think, you know, if the question is, how much do we expect, how much does the team expect of him, how much is he getting paid? You know, the Andy Dalton thing, he has definitely reached that point where he's like the best golfer to never win a major type guy. He is possibly now maybe the best quarterback or the quarterback with the best regular season record who hasn't won. I don't think he's won a playoff game. Is that right?
No, yeah, he hasn't won one.
I don't think he's won one. No. And so I think that's where that stems from. I wonder, though, if I don't know. I just don't think of the Bengals as that good. And maybe all this time the Bengals would be the Patriots if you switch quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing.
We just don't know.
Well, my thing is, who thinks he's that good? I think everyone thinks he's kind of the best of that group of average quarterbacks. The guys that are just good enough that you can't let them go because you don't want to end up with the bad one.
See, I would say he's reaching into a hat of names like him, Matthew Stafford. I don't know. Maybe Matt Ryan, Romo.
I would almost throw Joe Flacco into that mix. I'm not a Flacco guy.
See, there are people who say that. Yeah, I
Philip Rivers.
Right. He's just pulling a guy out. Because,
yeah, that's the one he pulled out.
Yeah.
Running back. This is a hard one for me because I almost think every running back is underrated now.
Well, the position is underrated, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because everyone kind of thinks you just throw someone back there, and it's all about the line.
I'm going to go back to Seattle and say, what's his name?
Oh, I wish it was Marshawn Lynch.
There
is no one more overrated than Marshawn Lynch.
I think, and I don't think he's bad.
No.
I don't know that he does anything I haven't seen five other guys or 10 other guys
do. He's
not
a superhero. Well, every now and then he goes into that freak mode where
he has carries that are pretty impressive, but I don't know. I also see the whining and the weirdness and think it's not worth it.
Here's a good one. This is a good one, though, for this one. Jonathan Stewart for the Panthers.
Yeah, I could buy that.
Fine.
He's probably right. He probably is more overrated because I see that name all the time. And I don't know. What have they ever done with him?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You're right, though. That whole position is underrated.
Yeah.
They
all right. Wide receivers is an interesting one because there's some guys out there that have been, you know, they're good, but are they as good as one of his I agree with. The other one I disagree with because I think it's where he's been placed. But when I think of overrated wide receivers, no one immediately jumps out to me. Like, I don't instantly, you know, other than maybe Roddy White a little bit, and that's only because he had such a great season. He hasn't had one. He's been up and down a little bit since then.
Right.
And then, of course, he's got Julio Jones with him on the field, which takes some catches away, too. But other than that, no one really jumps out at me until I read this, and then one of his – well, do you have an overrated?
Well, if you go by contract, Mike Wallace is by far –
that's the one I agree with. Yeah, Mike Wallace.
Overrated. I mean, that was – in fact – that Mike Wallace contract was part of what took the Dez Bryant and Demaryius Thomas market to settle is because they've got there's a couple screwy contracts. I mean, I don't think Larry Fitzgerald is overrated. I think he is slowing down. I would say Calvin Johnson is possibly overrated, and maybe that's just because he's not used as much as I would use him. And maybe Maybe I don't watch enough Lions games to know what I'm talking about.
I was going
to
say, for someone who's a Cowboys fan and saw that game that they got snagged, was it 273 yards
and,
he had last year?
They could have lost.
2 years ago.
And maybe that's what I think is, yeah. is even when they use him, it's not like they're getting anything out of it. I don't know.
Mike Wallace is the one that I
There's no
absolutely.
Doubt. I mean, if you look at his contract, there's nobody stealing more money.
yeah.
Maybe in all of sports, but definitely in the NFL.
Well, and Demaryius Thomas will be interesting to see what he does post Peyton Manning.
Right, that's
because
true.
Right now he's worth it because him and Manning have that's Manning's guy and
right.
he's worth it. But will he be the next guy's guy? I don't know. His other one, Dwayne Bowe,
yeah.
who now plays for the Browns. But see, is he that overrated? I mean, has anyone even thought about Dwayne Bowe in the last 2 years?
Well, he was he's supposed to be the ace with the Chiefs, and they didn't get a lot out of him. And I mean, I could see that.
But see, part of me into that is the quarterback situation.
Right. Yeah.
That's
right.
Why I feel for him a little bit. Someone texted one that I agree with on the wide receivers because this guy gets a lot of credit, but I think most of it's his quarterback, Jordy Nelson.
I don't think that at all. I think Nelson is – I think people think that because he's white.
Well, people do think that because he's white.
I don't think they realize – you actually look at how big and strong that dude – I mean, that guy is...
I'm not saying he's bad, but if you put him on...
The thing is, I just said Calvin Johnson was overrated, so what do I know? I mean, maybe Jordy Nelson's a bum, but I don't think that. I think Jordy Nelson is awesome.
I think he's slightly overrated.
He may
I think
be.
If you put him on...
Because there's the people who think like that because he's white, but then there's also the people who think... That he's awesome because he's white, maybe.
Yeah, well, to me, it's just because he plays with such an elite quarterback. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is pretty good. If you put him on, like, the Texans, does he even stand out? I don't know.
Does anybody?
Yeah, poor DeAndre Hopkins down there.
Maybe, I don't know. I think he would. I think if Jordy Nelson, all he did was return punts, people would think he's... I think they would properly rate him as awesome.
Someone said, you're going to like this one, Romo is way overrated.
Well, we've never heard that one.
See, the Romo one doesn't bother me. Romo is kind of a...
If Romo's overrated, then all those guys you said that we were talking about with Dalton, Phillip Rivers, I mean, only Flacco would stand out as not possibly overrated because they've won a Super Bowl, but...
Yeah. No, Romo's fine.
I mean...
He's good.
I'm too biased to speak on
the thing about it is that people talk about Romo so much that there's sort of this, like, I think the perception is that some people think Romo is better than most people actually. This is going to be hard to say. But people think that other people think that Romo is really good, when really everyone just thinks he's pretty good.
I was going to say, I think everybody thinks he's still terrible. And
right. If anything, he might be underrated.
He had one of the best postseasons going in... Maybe postseason history.
Oh, yeah, in a while.
It wasn't quite the 92 Aikman thing, but.
Someone else texted quarterback has to be, and I would have agreed with this one last year, but now a lot of people think he's the worst starter in the league, RG3.
Yeah, God, he's
falling off.
He's reaching the point where he's not going to be rated at all.
Yeah, he's not. Well, was it Josh? One of those guys does their ranking of every starting quarterback, and he was 32nd. He was behind like four rookies.
He's such a bum. He's turned into terrible, which is amazing because a couple Thanksgivings ago, I wasn't the only Cowboys fan who was dreading, 10 years of having to face that guy twice.
The Romo guy said maybe he's just overpaid.
Well, and see, that's the Tannehill thing, is he is overpaid because they all are. If you're able to successfully drop back and hit an open receiver in the NFL anytime, not in the playoffs or whatever, you're going to be overpaid. That's just that. That position is way overrated.
Well, sort of thing. I think the Colts either have to win the Super Bowl this year or they're going to have to find a different way to win it because they have to pay Andrew Luck next year. And
right. And they're going to have to pay him
the biggest contract 100. In NFL history is what it's going to be.
Possibly, yeah.
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 Well,
depending on how it goes.
Yeah,
I have
no
negotiation.
Yeah, unless he just tanks this year, I have no doubt it's going to be the biggest contract in NFL history.
The only thing he might do is just throw a few too many picks, but he's not going to tank.
Yeah. So like I said that's that one. Someone else has DeMarco Murray on the overrated list.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah, we are going to find out on that one.
I don't want to say anything, but I know what I think of him, and I know what I thought of him before last season. I know what I thought of him during last season, and I know what I think of him now, and it hasn't changed.
So you're a pro DeMarco guy.
No,
you're an anti DeMarco.
I think he's good, but
You think it's the line? You're a line guy.
Oh, I think wait until week 10. Is he even on the field? We'll see. I mean, plus, you know, when does that fumble happen?
What do we got at tight end? Overrated tight ends?
Is anybody rated high enough to be overrated at that position?
That's kind of my thing. If
I mean, I guess Jimmy Graham, just because he's so highly rated, but I don't know. I mean, Gronkowski, you know, same thing as him with DeMarco. I mean, see me week 8. Is he on the field or is he at the dance club with the cast on his hand, you know, during the games? I don't know.
I can't think of a tight end that I think is rated enough to be overrated other than maybe Jimmy Graham. His is Eric Ebron with the Lions because they drafted him number 10 in 2014, seems insane now. Who's taking a tight end with the 10th pick in the draft?
That would that would be grounds for being overrated.
Yeah. And last year he had 25 catches for 248 yards.
I mean,
that's not good.
Until Ertz does more with the Eagles, maybe he's overrated. But I watched games last year where it wasn't his fault that he wasn't getting the numbers. It was the guy throwing the balls.
Yeah, someone said, how bad would Tony Romo be without Jason Witten? But I don't know, that's a chicken and egg thing to me.
I think he would find somebody. It doesn't hurt to have a guy like Witten, that's for sure.
Whatever, man. Did you see Dustin Vaughn and Gavin Escobar last night were balling out of control? I'm not even getting into offense.
Well, no, who does he rate? I'm curious. Because I actually wrote a Cowboy down for
O-line.
Yeah.
He has German Bushrod with the Bears, DeBrickashaw Ferguson with the Jets.
You want to pass this.
Jari Evans with the Saints, Mike Lupati with the Cardinals, and Max Unger with the Saints.
How would we know?
Right, that's the thing. Yeah. I'll be honest, I don't know enough about NFL offensive line.
I love Tyron Smith, and I'm glad the Cowboys got such a great team-friendly contract with him, but there are times where he can be had, and he's probably not the best left tackle in football. And I know some Cowboys fans will try to convince you of that.
I kind of agree with Unger only because the Saints took him in part of a deal for Jimmy Graham. I mean,
yeah, that doesn't make any
sense.
What
are you doing? It's a center.
I mean, other than I guess Graham gets dinged up.
But he better be the best center ever.
He should be pretty good.
Yeah, you got to block like 3 people.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of, trading offensive linemen around. And then defensive line's kind of the same thing. Tyson Jackson with the Falcons, Michael Johnson with the Bengals, Domata Peko with the Bengals, and Sammy Lee Hill with the Titans. Fine.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know who's overrated or underrated there. To me, it's hard to rate defensive linemen, and this is kind of my Myles Garrett thing of A&M. Well, let's take a break, and then I'll come back and explain the Myles Garrett.
I know. Now you got me all interested.
Yeah, well, I'll explain why when we come back. So let's do that. How about that? We'll get to defense when we come back.
Sure,
we'll
do that.
Keep your texts coming, 229-1939. Y'all's overrateds, underrateds. We'll get to all of them. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down and payments of only $156 per month. Norman G. asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G. makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Norman G. Tractor, voted best to the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandgtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at msconcertopus.org.
Sports. There is so much happening in Aggie football this fall, you need to be attending the best live show around to stay up to date and on top of all things Aggie football. It happens every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the Tap, and it's called the Belucci Hour. Get recruiting insight from Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of Texags Radio every week, twice a week this fall. Plus, enjoy the Tap's delicious $7.99 lunch specials with all the bells and whistles. Make the Belucci Hour lunch a part of your week every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Spend your weekdays with Texags Radio, Louie Bellini, Aggie Nation, and Chip Howard. Spend your weekdays with The Zone, FM 102.7, and Sports Radio 1150.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants, foot suckers and beer. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Overpowering, over the
car. Welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Primo. You said during the break I was on thin ice here with this Myles Garrett thing.
Well, I mean, here's if you're going to overrate him, no, I'm going to let you. But
here's my thing of why I think it's hard to say overrated or underrated on defensive linemen is because, my point here, as good as Myles Garrett is, by most accounts, maybe the best defensive end in the SEC, if not the one of the top three, he can be taken out of a game. If you don't have anyone good opposite him,
he can.
Like if
that's all an offense wants to do, there's a way to do that.
Like a good player on a bad defense can be taken out of the game,
especially if he's one of 11,
right?
Or like the only one.
If you don't have a good defensive end on the other side, they can just run at that side the whole game. They just take you out of it. Which is why, as much money as he gets and all that kind of stuff, the guy who is definitely not on this list, J.J. Watt. They can try to take him out of the game, and he still doesn't matter. He just still affects the game anyway.
Yeah, he may actually be underrated.
Yeah, somehow.
And he's overrated.
Yeah, somehow.
Like, he is arguably the best player in the NFL.
Yeah, somehow he's still underrated. But, yeah, that's what I was getting at with the Myles Garrett thing. And everyone, you know, talks about him, and they talk about A&M's defense. But to me, you know, and I've said this on the show before, and it's kind of hard to word it, but how good he is isn't going to make any difference of how good A&M's defense is. It's how much has everyone else caught up to him is going to make the difference to me.
I think you're saying he's overrated.
I am not saying he's overrated.
No, I know exactly.
That is not.
Not only are you not saying that, you are making very good sense. No,
that's what I was going with. By the way, just so the guys on defense.
Richard Sherman. He's got to be overrated.
That's what someone texted
it's
in.
It's got to be,
Richard,
right?
Sherman. Well, let's get linebackers, Ahmad Brooks, 49ers, Bjorn Werner, yeah. The Colts, who's horrible. That guy's awful. So I don't know who's overrating him. If anyone thinks he's good, then come see me. James Laurinaitis with the Rams, who I didn't even know was still in the league, quite frankly. Cornerbacks, Brandon Carr with the Cowboys.
He makes a lot of money.
Byron Maxwell with the Eagles.
For sure.
And like you said, someone texted in Richard Sherman.
He's one of those guys that were with the Eagles last year. If anybody thinks they're good, they're overrated. Those corners were, I mean, what, you know, they were playing. The Eagles like to play a single high safety without any help, and those corners had, I mean, they were